It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What would Jamie do?
What's up, everybody? I'm Jamie. Welcome back to my podcast, What Would Jamie Do? WWJD. I'm here with guest Joni.
Hey, I'm Joni.
Joni, where are you from? 기분
Joni. 나는 존나 좋아.
Joni, where are you from?
I'm from California.
Oh, nice, Joni.
Hotel California. Such a lovely place.
This podcast is my fans, me, Jamie. My fans will send me in advice questions.
Or?
Yeah. And I'll answer it.
Damn.
That's the concept.
You are sexy.
And you're listening. Thank you. Oh, you can email me, parkjimin, at www.thedivestudios.com, or you can call.
Oh, can I have your number?
Yes. It's +1 209-322-9953. All right, our first segment is from Nickname Begin Again. Here's my background. I live in the U.S. and I'm graduating from college soon. I've been training in Indian classical music on and off since I was 6. Ooh. I wasn't serious about it till I was about 13 or 14. I started performing right around that time as well. Mm. Wow. Committed to the craft. I realized that while I enjoy singing, I do not like singing or performing Indian classical music. And many times, I felt like I was being disrespectful. Mm. I would always have a panic attack, perform, then feel like absolute shit for days afterwards. At that point, I was doing it for my parents. And I finally talked to them about quitting my lessons. Oh boy, my parents were mad. They basically shut me down, told me that it was my duty to keep up culture and traditions, etc. Wow. This happened a couple times and then I was finally able to quit when I moved closer to college. I stopped singing altogether because in many cases, I had been using it as a crutch. For instance, I never really felt the need to improve my skills in other activities because I thought I was good at singing. Also, having been told by my parents that singing was the only talent I have, I wanted to prove them wrong and I did. Sometimes though, I feel empty. I genuinely enjoyed singing and it feels like part of me is missing. But I'm nervous to start singing again because I know I won't be as good as I used to be. The other issue is that I really don't know how to start again. I don't think that my vocal skills will ever match someone who, for example, has had vocal training since the age of 6. This makes me very insecure. What would you do if you were in my situation?
Well, I did not start singing in the age of 6. When I was 6, I was just picking my nose and eating it.
There you go. And listen to this moksori.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm good at, like, I'm perfect at singing or whatever. Or
that would be me.
Sing. Anyways, yeah. I mean, nobody's perfect even though they stay, like, starting the age of 6. What really matters is how much you're passionate about it and how much you love while you're doing that thing.
Right.
For me, music and singing was like, oh, like not even close to me. When I started something, I was going for a swimming. Like I wanted to be a swimmer. Mm-hmm. And I was like going for like 8 to 9 years of getting all that like scholarship and everything. And then I was too short. I couldn't do it. But I started singing with my mom. Like 13, 14. And then I just felt really like, what do you say?
Like you something found
was
your
like,
purpose.
Yeah, something was like growing in me. Like a fucking tree. Come and I was like, oh, it's going to be a lemon tree. If you're scared to start something, you're going to be scared of everything. You just have to start. That's a simple thing. Just bloop.
Just do it.
Just do it. Just buy Nike. Just buy Nike. Just do it.
Mm. And you already said you had been singing when you were younger anyway. So it's not like you're just fresh into singing. Mm-hmm. And you said you were pretty good. So like if that underlying talent is there, if you start training, you know, you can for sure get better.
And training is not the whole point. Training right. is just one of the points mm-hmm. that you need like while you're going to sing. But what you want to sing is the most important thing. Like, what do you want to sing? Like, how you want to perform? How do you feel while you're singing? Do you feel that you're, like, emotional, or do you feel happy? Like, all those things combined, what is what really matters. All those skills and everything, you can do it, like, in the age of what? 40, even though you started.
Yeah.
And if you're really good, it doesn't matter. So, come on.
I agree.
Stop putting you in the box and being, like, scared of everything. Just, yeah. like, go out and try
it. Just gotta go for it.
It's not that scary as you mm-hmm. think. How about you, Levi?
Well, it's not singing, but you left YouTube mm-hmm. for a while. Mm-hmm. And that was something you started when you were younger. And yes. then you came back to it a little different.
I did.
So, like, you know, what were your either apprehensions or, like, what made you think, like, you could come back and, like, do it fresh again?
It's similar to you, because when I started YouTube, I was doing a type of video that really didn't feel like me. And like you said, you didn't connect with the style of singing that you were doing. And I took a break. I took 2 years off. I just lived in college, a normal non-internet person life. And I came back and I really made a point to be honest to myself, because otherwise I wasn't going to be able to enjoy it. And actually, that's kind of a similar situation. So my advice to you is, if you do pursue singing again, make sure that you're really doing what you want to do so that you get that fulfillment and you feel like you're not doing it for your parents anymore. You're doing it for you. You know what I mean? If you're pursuing something, you gotta pursue it for you, not for someone else. Otherwise, you'll never feel fulfilled.
And everything has to just have steps.
Yep.
It's not going to be like, oh, yeah. I'm going to be a singer. Oh, I'm so good.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm so pretty.
Totally.
You need to be step in. And then when you achieve, it's going to be more…
Yeah.
It's not going to be wobbling and breaking down
yep.
easily. Trust me, da. Next submission. Quitting job or time to quit? Let's go.
So I've worked at my current job for almost 3 years. And my question is, how do you decide to leave a certain job when you're kind of scared to do it? But what's motivated you to sort of make that change? And what advice would you give to those who are trying to make that decision when they're kind of scared about the unknown? That's all. Bye.
So I'm assuming she's out of college, because it seems like she's talking about a real job, not a part-time. I am a huge, and I know not everyone, this is coming from a place of privilege that I'm able to have an opinion like this, but I'm a huge proponent for if you aren't enjoying something, why would you ever do that? It's your life. Why would you ever purposely be doing something consistently that you don't like? There's not enough time to do. I'm reflecting on my statement now, and I realize that a lot of people don't have an option. But I'm just, if you do have the option to pursue something you like, why wouldn't you? Literally, why would you not? If you're unsatisfied and you have the option to change jobs, then for sure you should do it. But if you're in a spot where if you quit this job, you're going to be really financially unstable and you don't actually have that many options, then I think maybe start setting up a change before you quit. But I always encourage my friends to do something that they love. And if something is affecting their life negatively, I'll be the first person to tell them stop.
I mean, apparently 3 years has been a long year for you in this situation. And maybe you just wanted to change your job or the places for the same job. It means that you're not having fun in that place.
Right.
Or you get bored. So I don't really put limits in how or when I should change.
Yeah, me too.
The job.
Just weigh the pros and cons. What are the pros and cons if you stay at this job? If you stay, the cons are you don't like it. The pros are you have a job. If you change jobs to something you like, what are the pros and cons? The pros are you're doing a job you like, and the cons are… you don't have that old job that you don't like anymore. Mm. Maybe if it's really stressing you out that much, try and set up the next step of your life before you quit. Save up, really save up as much as you can. Try and find another job before you actually quit, and then make the jump if that makes you feel better. Otherwise, if you're financially stable and you can afford to quit and then look for a new job, I say do it tomorrow.
And girl, my last place was 7 years. Mm. 3 years is not that long for me. No. But am I going to do another 7 years? No.
No.
All right. Let's move on to the celebrity advice.
Celebrity advice.
Sorry for you. Recently on The Tonight Show, singer Nick Jonas, I love you just, was asked about a photo of himself that made the rounds on social media during his Tuesday Grammys performance. In this close-up photo, you can see Jonas with spinach stuck in his teeth. Apparently, after coming off the Grammy stage and asking his manager about the performance, his manager told him, well, just don't check your phone. You had a little some in your teeth. Jonas laughed about the incident and the fact that the spinach had been spoken all day. If you were Nick's manager, would you have pointed out this right away after he finished the
televised performance
or temporarily said nothing after seeing how great Nick felt about this performance?
I actually saw this video clip and Nick said that he had eaten the spinach for breakfast. So he had gone the whole day preparing like hair and makeup, his stylist, like his, like all of it up until the Grammy performance. And
nobody told
so it had to have been in his teeth because he ate spinach at breakfast. So, but to answer the question, if I was his manager, I would have told him.
If I was a manager, I would screenshot it.
And then be like, and then be stupid. Like,
put on my main phone picture and be like,
on your background.
Hey, like, do you know who he is? It's you, motherfucker.
That's actually so funny, though. Yeah. Like, he performed at the Grammys with spinach in his teeth. I mean,
that's cute.
That's so funny.
Popeye.
It looks like he took it, like, as a joke. So
yeah, cool. I mean, like, but then if I was Nick Jonas, I'd be so embarrassed.
Yeah, I would be like, come on.
I would never eat spinach
again. No one said
again.
Anything. No one, all day, no one said anything.
I'm never going to eat spinach.
I guess the question is more specifically asking, like, he just performed. Like, he literally just got off stage and he's, like, so happy about it.
Do you
and
ruin
is
his
like,
vibe?
Do you literally go, okay, by the way, just to ruin your vibe right now, just
yeah,
spinach
in
your teeth. Like, or do you wait a little bit and be like, don't check your phone. Like, live your high and then just, like, later find out what happened.
He's going to be like, oh.
I would give him his moment and then back in the green room be like, I just hit puberty. Thank you. Everyone, round of applause. Finally happened. I would hype him up coming off stage, be like, you did so good, pat him on the back all the way down the hallway, get into the waiting room, buddy. You got spinach in your teeth. You
buddy,
just performed
buddy.
On the Grammy stage with spinach.
Are we Chogya or Chogya?
Are we Chogya or Chogya?
For me.
If that was you, like what if you just performed at the Mama Awards and then
right away.
You would want your manager to be like,
right away.
Don't get too excited. You had spinach in your teeth.
No, not like that though. But you actually have spinach in your teeth too.
A dead ass? Yeah. Oh my God. I literally have.
Oh, I did not see it until
my God.
Now.
Guys, this is not a joke. Levi literally has something in his teeth from his
lunch. I just ate a vegetable thing. It's probably actually spinach.
If it was me, I would want my manager to be like, Jamie, like…
Jamie.
I'm like, wait. Like, you have spinach. I'm like, oh!
Jamie,
I would
it's
want
over.
To know
what
right away before I look in the mirror and find out myself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. At least someone cared.
You would rather find out bad news from someone than
yes,
find out yourself.
Yes. Yes.
I think me too.
Because like, after all that people like looking at me and saying hi and like clapping around and then me looking in the mirror and be like, I got spinach. I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe give him a little moment to enjoy his Grammy performance and then be like, hey buddy, you're going to laugh, but…
Guess what? I know what you're going to eat later on. Your spinach.
Not spinach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on. Nickname.
Quiet personality. Hey Jamie, I'm friends with this guy who I met a few weeks ago and we hit it off pretty well. Both of us act like we've been friends for years and it's pretty fun to have him around. He's really chill and funny. Sometimes he has strong opinions on things which I disagree on, but it's never been a problem because I try to be understanding and see things from his point of view. I, on the other hand, am not as fun or as loud as he is. I'm the type who's usually quiet, doesn't voice my opinions too much, but I'm trying to fix that. I've been trying to be a more cheerful person and to make an effort to keep friends around me. Lately, however, I feel like the bond that we had in the beginning is slowly fading away. I don't know if this is a result of my quiet personality or if I've done… or haven't done something to make things a bit bland right now. I really want to make this friendship work. What's your opinion on this? I don't know. I feel like I'm friends with a lot of super introverted people, and I don't expect them to like spice up our friendship. So if
spice.
You know what I mean? Like if I feel like don't project that onto yourself. Mm. It's not your responsibility to like entertain someone, especially if that's not your personality.
I mean, surely you want to be friends with him.
Right.
Like, surely. Or maybe more. I don't know. Like, the way you put it, that's like, for me, I thought it was like a relationship as not mm-hmm. as friends. More, maybe more than friends.
Yeah.
Because his personality is like really funny and chill.
Yeah.
And I think you kind of get like, why is this relationship turning like,
yeah.
like a little chill right now? Like, is there something wrong? Getting all that. If I was in your situation, I would talk about it like totally.
Yeah. But also, if your only red flag is that like he's not as like… you know, like hyper and
like you
funny all the time. Mm. I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm like the energetic friend, and I'm not like that all the time. So, you know, maybe he's just like sometimes having chill days too.
Mm-mm-mm.
But if it's something that's really bothering you, then I don't know. I think just like ask him to hang out. And like, if you notice that he is actively not hanging out with you, then I would maybe be concerned.
Wonder why,
but,
right?
Yeah. But like, I also, don't put too much pressure on a friendship. Like maybe you don't see him as much as you did in the beginning, but like I feel like that's super normal with friendships. Like
right.
you see each other a lot and then maybe a little less, and then
surely that she's or he is really caring about this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And if you tried hard, even though it's like not going well, I think you because you tried.
Yeah.
Don't put too much
energy. Don't put too much pressure on yourself, especially. Mm-hmm. And friendships are a two-way street, so
I mean, it could go this way and then, like, meet up again and then, right. you know.
Yeah, because Jamie, you're pretty, like, extroverted and you, like, always, like, hanging out with friends and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, are your own friends, like, typically a lot like you? Or, like, do you have, like, quiet friends and stuff? Because, like, me too, personally, like, I think because I am talkative, I, like, attract quieter people.
Mm.
And there's, like, a balance.
Oh. No, all my friends are like me.
Crackheads.
So yeah, here are my friends. Well, of course there are like quiet ones, but then they usually don't really get to like hang out with us until the very end
because
they get so tired and they just go home.
Right.
Now, is there a possibility that this person is so quiet that the other person is thinking they're not interested in the friendship?
That might be true.
Too much, but I wouldn't be like.
If you guys were close in the beginning, then surely he like gets that your personality is chill. But you said you were like trying to be more energetic. But so maybe he like noticed you being
that
like maybe not your honest self. Mm. And maybe he was like, what's going on here? Maybe.
Oh, that's true.
Mm.
Friends who like are faking their personality all of a sudden.
That can turn people off. So
yeah.
Do some self-reflecting. You don't have to…
Be something else.
You don't have to be something else. Like,
I mean, but if you want to be. If you want to change yourself, okay, it makes sense.
But do it in an honest way. Not like, since my friend is energetic, I also will try to be that. If you're not that person, don't try. Because that can come off in a very inauthentic way. Because
you're like, you're saying something. You're like, wow, like really?
And you're like, oh, cup of
coffee? Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Have you ever had a situation where a friend started like… copying the things you say or do, and it's clearly unnatural to them.
Yeah,
you know.
No, but I find it really funny.
Yeah,
because like I get their like languages and they get mine, so we're just all combined and like we're fuckheads.
Hell yeah!
And I don't get offended by it. I mean, if you're a true friend, you shouldn't get offended by it. But what I'm talking about is like they copycat you, like your gesture.
Yeah, I don't mean like, because like obviously like if you hang around someone a lot, you guys start picking up things naturally.
I mean, that's cool.
But when people are like purposely like
trying to
watching what you do.
So it's like I had a friend.
Yeah.
If I cut my hair, she would cut her hair and then dye it the same color.
Was that weird to you?
I was like, do you like me? Or I was like, well, that's cute. Like first it was cute.
But then you're like, all right, get your own life.
And then I started to meet someone. And then she would get attracted to the same person. Yeah.
Let me guess. You're like, not friends anymore.
We're not. But that just had to happen. Yeah. And then
there's a line.
And then I kind of felt like… with that at first, but then I'm not greedy with guys. Like I'm not like.
She shares her boyfriends.
Call me if you want.
Hey, pass them over here on Tuesday.
Friends are first.
Like, right.
Friends were first at that time for me, from my perspective. So she told me that she likes him. I'm be like, okay, well, do whatever. And then that starts to come up as a little fight because I'm just going for what I feel. But then I kind of felt that she was trying to get on the nerve of what I was doing. So I'm just like, never mind. I'll find someone not like you.
Ooh. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. Even
our best. Okay, well, so as we're winding down on what is probably going to be the last episode with Levi for at least a while because ... what's going on?
I'm leaving Korea.
Oh my gosh, everyone's leaving Korea.
I'm moving to America.
When? Thursday?
Yeah. On Thursday, I'm going back home to Oklahoma for a little bit and then I'm moving to LA to chase my dreams or whatever.
I hope you get your dreams or whatever.
Thank you.
Anyways, Levi, thank you for hanging out.
Thank you for having me again.
I hope you come back to Korea just for WWGD.
Yeah. Will you guys pay my flight?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
Because back by then, I'll be broke.
Right.
All right. We have our email, wwjd@thedivestudios.com. And phone number, +12093229953. You can call me if you have any situations.
And I will.
We will never get that. Go watch our show on YouTube with Dive Studios. @WWJD_podcast is on Instagram and Twitter. And we also have iTunes, so please rate and review. Levi, where can we find you?
You can find me on YouTube and Instagram @LeviBernhardt. LeviBernhardt. I don't even know if I spelled that right. Just find it.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What would Jamie do?
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to… Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to… Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.